Hello, everyone. So I am talking today a little bit about childhood sexual abuse. So this is a trigger warning. If topics like this really bother you and you don't think you can come back from this topic and you have to function in your everyday life and be a human, then this might not be the podcast for you. The last podcast, if you listen to that, that was definitely way worse because that was a hard one to do. That is a lot of vulnerability and a lot of humanity. And this is not going to be the same. This is going to be a little bit more humor and a little bit more fun. Even though we're talking about childhood sexual abuse, it doesn't have to be agonizing because this is my podcast and I don't want it to be agonizing. I don't. I've been through it and I don't want to feel an agonizing pain about it right now. And so I think that I can respect myself and I hope that people can respect me because it's not like I'm sitting here talking about other people and laughing. I'm talking about myself and I'm adding a little bit of twist of humor to it. I have been working on that podcast that I've told you about, excuse me. That podcast is going to be really diving into childhood sexual abuse, but in more of a factual manner. The good news is that this podcast is going to be amazing. The bad news is that it's not that one yet because I feel like there's something that I have to do first and I have a little something something up my sleeve. And so I'm working on that right now. And there's so much to talk about that I've tried to add everything into one single podcast and it's just too much. It's all over the place and it's going to make your brain twitch and it's making my brain twitch. And I don't want to do that to anyone because then people can't hear me. I want to be heard. I want people to be receptive to the things that I'm saying. And I aim to do it in a way that doesn't make people feel attacked or like they can't go into their everyday life after or crippled by emotion. That's not what I want to do at all. So if you are someone who has had emotion really, really bottled up for a long period of time, and when you hear my podcasts, it makes it come out and it might be a little overwhelming for you, please, please, please talk to someone. Write it down. Make a video journal. Do something to try to channel all that emotion because that can happen. If you're listening to this and you haven't cried in, I don't know, I'm going to say about, if you haven't cried in 3 months or longer, you have some emotion that's bottled up because I feel like things are cry worthy. They are. And letting it out is really important. So not crying for 4, 5, 6 months, a year to me is a little bit odd. And I say that because if I don't cry for longer than I'd say a month, I'm like, huh, that's interesting. And almost the second that I say it, within, I don't know, 48 hours, something happens where I'm able to connect to my own feelings enough to let out even a couple tears. It doesn't have to be sitting there bawling your eyes out for a freaking 20 minutes. No, even a couple tears is releasing emotion that is stuck. So I want to do something a little bit fun-ish. I don't know if it's fun for you. It's fun for me. My idea of fun is probably very nerdy. But if you listened to my last podcast, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question even if you didn't. I think that there are three groups of people who listened to it or didn't. One would be someone who listened to it and they felt really connected and it felt good to be heard. And it felt good to maybe understand other people a little bit more also. Those people might feel their emotions and they might let tears come out. But I would ask you, is it balanced? Are you balancing your emotion? Or are you like me? I am this category. This is me. I would feel very happy to hear a podcast like that. However, in the past, I have been someone who when I turn my emotion on, it's like a faucet and it's just pouring through. And I can't regulate it and I can't navigate it. And that's how I used to be. So I would never cry, ever, 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 ever. I would go months and months and months, maybe even, I don't even know. I was actually known by my friends and family for not having emotion. So specifically, oh, Tara never cries. If she cries, it must be the end of the world because she is not someone who cries. That's how I was known by my family. And that would be category number one, where I would really appreciate it and I would let it out, but it would just be flooding out because I either didn't cry or I cried nonstop and I couldn't stop. And it was just, it was oppressive. I don't miss it. So that is number one. Number two, you listened to my podcast and you hated it. You absolutely hated it. It made you feel uncomfortable. It made you feel nauseous, maybe a little dizzy, unbalanced. It was hard to go throughout your day after that. You had really intrusive. You had really intrusive thoughts throughout your day and you didn't like it that much. You didn't, but yet here you are and you are listening to number two. So where you didn't like it, you did like it. Let me explain. So you must be someone who blocks out their emotion quite often. And when you listen to that podcast, it really shook you up inside and it didn't feel very good because being uncomfortable doesn't feel good. We are taught and we are conditioned our whole lives to not feel feelings and to push them down and to be strong and to trudge on and to get through and to be, you know, everything that you can be and to just do it and to just make it happen. And you have to make it happen no matter what. We have to. And so if my podcast made you uncomfortable, then you really, really believe in those things that I just said, because that disrupted your day. It made you think about things that you don't want to think about. It brought up stuff that maybe you didn't even remember. And so that would be really uncomfortable for you. But here you are, because even though it was uncomfortable, it made you feel good. It feels good to release that pressure. It feels good to let some of that out, some of those shadows. And so you got a taste and here you are again. It made you uncomfortable. However, it didn't make you too uncomfortable where you're not back. And that is something to really pay attention to. Really, that is admirable. That means that somewhere inside you, and what I would say is if there was any abuse in your childhood, or if you know anyone that's been abused, I would say it's that age. So my younger selves would be inside of me and they are like, please listen to more. I want more. So you could have something inside of you pulling toward this podcast and not even realize that it's past versions of yourself that really want to hear what I'm saying, and it's touching them and it's helping them, and it's helping them to heal, which is you, which is a part of you, which is a part of me. So that's how we're all connected. I have childhood versions of myself that have been sexually assaulted, and they're able to connect to versions of other people that are inside of them, whether they know it or not, which is really cool. And that's how consciousness works. Consciousness is planting seeds and not knowing really when they're going to be blooming or if they ever will. But in the darkness and in the shadows, beautiful things are born. And that's the seeds that I'm planting. I'm planting stuff in the dark and in the sadness and in the unknowing and in the uncomfortable feelings, and then hoping and praying that sprouts come out and roots get planted and, you know, when it comes to consciousness, I am so careful about where I put it and who I give it to, because I don't want to push people into an awakening that aren't ready. It's not fair. And I've done it to people, and I owe people apologies, to be completely honest. But it's not fair. When it comes to this topic, I'm being a little bit ruthless because I'm not really caring. And the reason why is because the people that really need to hear my podcast are too young to hear it. So I'm going through you, and I'm having you hear it, and you can spread the consciousness, whether you know you are or not, whether you know it or not. I'm planting a seed, and it's going to grow at some point, and maybe not even in this lifetime, which is wild. That's a whole nother podcast. But I said there was three options, so let me get back to the third option. Third and final option would be that you didn't listen to my last podcast. This is kind of a fun option. Maybe you saw my video on Facebook and you were like, oh God, childhood sexual abuse? No, thank you. And so maybe you never even listened to it. However, because I put it out there that I made this podcast, maybe you waited for it. Maybe you were like, I know myself and I don't want to be in my humanity. I don't want to feel those feelings. I don't want to ruin my day. I've been there, done that. And I'm going to wait for the next one. I'm going to wait for the one that's more factual because that's more my speed. And I think that that's amazing. If that is you, if you are the third option, then you might be a little bit more woke on the woke journey and you might know how to find that balance. But it's really important to note that not enough emotion is a trauma response, and too much emotion is a trauma response. I would also argue that no emotion at all, to me, is really scary, because I would say that if you're not able to hold emotion for a podcast, and if you're not able to listen to someone talk about childhood sexual abuse without feeling emotionless or nauseous and gross and it ruining your day, then how are the people around you supposed to be able to come to you and talk to you about this stuff? And so that's why I'm ruthlessly spreading consciousness, because I need people to hold space for the people around them, because these children and other loved ones are not going to feel comfortable coming to us if we are too extreme. We have to be balanced and we have to look at things really logically. So I hope that this is part of a piece of being able to look at that logically. I have talked for about 15 minutes and I got a lot of great stuff out, but I couldn't fit this into a podcast about the facts. But this is part of the facts. So please keep a lookout for my big podcast that I'm working on right now, because it's going to be really cool once I let the cat out of the bag of what is up my sleeve. I promise you, I am a woman of many surprises. I hope that everyone has a blessed day.